Welcome to the Touchline Tactics, the podcast where we step into the minds of the football's greatest thinkers. I'm your host, Thiago dos Santos, and in each episode, we're gonna break down the stories, philosophies, and the tactics of the world's most iconic coach. Today's journey starts with a man who redefined the modern football, not with force, but with fitness, a coach who treats the pitch like a chessboard. He's not just a tactic coach, he's a visionary. This is the story of Pep Guardiola, from La Masia to the Etihad. To begin with that, today, guys, we will start with talking a little bit about his history and who is actually Pep Guardiola. Man, this man is insane when comes to talk about soccer or football and the rest of the world. During this podcast, I'm going to call it football because is the main word using for our actual football. It's just in America they call soccer. When you talk about Pepe, a little bit about his history. He was born in Sant Pedor, which is a small town in Catalonia, in 1971. And from a young age, football wasn't just a sport for him. Since he was little, he football like a puzzle, like a something different. He had something different since the beginning of his days in life. When he turned 13, he joined the big famous academy of FC Barcelona, which we call La Masia. It's a nickname that they use it to talk about FC Barcelona. And La Masia, it's a place that didn't just teach skills, but La Masia really shapes your mindset, really shapes who you are, and really shapes who you're going to become. As a player, Pep, he wasn't the strongest, the fastest, or the most technical player, but he had something very different, guys. He saw the game. When we talk about great players, when you talk about the players that make the difference in the game, and I think when it comes out of that, it's not just soccer but or football. I think in all the sports that you play, the players that has the best physical, the players that stall, the players that fast, when you compare those players with the players that sees the game, it's a game changer, guys. When a player sees the game, he sees plays that nobody else can see. So that's what makes him special. That's what makes him a different soccer player. He used to play as a center midfielder under Johan Cruyff. Guardiola became the pivot of the legendary Dream Team in the early 90s. That team, man, was, oh my gosh, those guys could play. Cruyff, one of the great players also, was his mentor. He taught him the importance of the space, the importance of control, position yourself in the pitch, and the seeds of what would later become Pep's coaching's DNA. After retiring, Pep took over Barcelona B in 2007. Just a year later, he was appointed first team manager. So he did a pretty job in Barcelona B in 2007, accomplishing good achievements. And as I mentioned, a year later, he was chosen to be the first team manager, and that was a great bold move. He was young, he was an experience, but the rest is just tactical history. As I mentioned, he knew the game. He knew how the game worked. And man, when this guy used to talk with his players, if I had a time with him, I would sit and listen for hours. Because what this man knows about the game, it's something crazy. And during the other podcasts, we also gonna talk about other coaches that changed the game. But I had to start with Guardiola, because this man is just different. Just different. Coming down about philosophy, we're gonna breaking down his method, and we will understand what makes Pep Guardiola, what makes him be the one of the best coaches in the world, and what make him different from all the other coaches. So basically, everything starts with the juego de posición, or positional play. Juego de posición, it's a name that they use in Spain when he was in Barcelona. But translating to English, calls positional play. To Pep, the game, it's basic geometry. Every player must understand where to be and not just what to do. So let's go. I'm going to break down so you can understand how it works. So basically, he divided the pitch into zones. Players are instructed to occupy specific zones to stretch the opposition, create overloads, and generate passing lanes. So basically, what he do and what other coaches usually learn as well. So when we imagine the pitch, we can break the pitch in three different lines: the left line, the right line, and the middle line. This is usually what some coaches do. He break down in even more like lines. He breaking down in like little squares. So, the ball does the work. Movement is calculated, and it's all about controlling space. It's all about you have the ball, and not your opponent have the ball. One time, there's a big phrase that he used. He said, "I want the ball, and when we lose it, I want to get it back as quick as possible." So what that means? That means pressure after lose the ball. In other sports, we don't see that, but soccer is very common. During a soccer game, you usually don't stay with the ball very long during the game. But that's his mentality. As soon as he lose the ball, he want to do the quick press. He want to get the ball back. He want to have the ball. He want to control the game. So his philosophy is built on two pillars. First one, possession with purpose. What we mean when we talk about possession with purpose? We want to understand why do we have, what we do when we have the ball. We cannot just be passing side to side, passing backwards, attracting the opponent, with no purpose. So basically what he does, he have the ball, as I mentioned, he move one side, he move the ball to other side, he move the ball backwards, he attract the opponent, and when he attract the opponent, he break the line. His players make runs in behind, his players drag the opponents with them when they make those runs. Happening that those gaps is gonna be created, and they have the opportunity to break lines, make cross, and finish the play. And the second pillar that Guardiola used a lot it's pressing with intensity. One more time, when you talk about when you talk about intensity, it's not a dumb intensity. It's intensity with purpose. The intensity with purpose comes down pressing after lose the ball, triggered opponent to play in a specific side of the pitch. Let's brainstorm the center back of the other team. He has the ball, and we make a shape. We make our nine run. He's facing his right side. The center back is facing his right side. So we're forcing our nine go around him, cutting the pass behind the center back and the goalkeeper, forcing him to play like in the to his right back, and that's a trigger of press. That's a trigger of press, and that's how we're gonna win the ball. Because when that ball is traveling from the center back to the right back, it's right there that we're gonna press. It's right there that triggers happen. And that's when the intensity comes. When that ball is traveling, we have to have all the team pressing together. All the team being just one body. All the team facing that and get the ball and get the possession back. And everything comes back to the phrase that he said. When he said, I want the ball. And when we lose it, I want to get back as quick as possible. So when he has the ball, he possession, he has the ball, and he make the possession with purpose, attracting the opponent to break the last line and finish the play. And when he press, he want to press with intensity, and he want to press with quality. And also, he doesn't want to make mistakes. Because if you make mistakes, if you press in the wrong way, if you press wrong, if two or three guys from your team doesn't understand and doesn't do the same press that you want to do, what happened? They break us. It's going to be a very good opportunity to them to create a play and maybe finish a goal. Maybe we got score. We don't know. But it's a chess game, guys. We have to know what we're doing and do the best way that we can. Also, Pep's obsession isn't with possession for the sake of it. It's to manipulate opponents, wear them down, and create high percentage scoring opportunities. As I mentioned, we want to create a trigger of press. We want to make them do the play that we want. And when they do that, we press to score. Now I'm going to break down with you guys a little bit of tactics, formations, and innovations that Pep Guardiola used in his team, and which I think it's pretty sick. And the way that he played, oh my gosh, it's insane. Let's dive into the tactics now, guys. The stuff that keeps opponents up at night. At Barcelona, he perfect the 4-3-3. So we have the line of four back there, or two fullbacks, two center backs. We have three in the middle, or defensive midfielder, and two midfielders. And also we have our three in front, two wingers and 1-9. But here's the thing. The fullbacks, when we had the ball, they would tuck inside. Messi would step up to play as a false nine. And Xavi, Iniesta, and Busquets will control the tempo with the ball. What that means? When we have the ball, those three would control the game. Those three would be the head of our game. They would be the heart of our team. They would be the mind of our team when we have the ball. And even though when we press, because those guys is the guys that is going to give the trigger. Those guys will see the line of three in front, and they're going to help them how to press, how to become a good block of possession of press right there in front. When we talk about the key of the game, is the triangles. So always creating pass options in tight space. So whenever we build up, we always have to have triangles. Either with our six, our center back, and our fullback. Our fullback, our winger, and our midfielder. Or three midfielders in the middle. Or two midfielders and 1 9. So we always going to have a triangle and always going to create man one and man two line of pass option. Plus, we always going to have a free man. So that means that we also going to have those two line of pass plus the free man in the behind. So when Pep he went to Bayern Munich, he started changing and make different experiments. He used to like to use wingers with opposite foot. So what that means, if my right winger shoot with his right foot, we're gonna put this right wing and the left side of the pitch, so when he has the ball, he can cut inside and finish. So we're gonna change. We're gonna put our wingers in the opposite foot, so make them come inside and finish, not just crossing. And give this is pretty good, I think, because when those wingers come inside, give more options for our fullbacks, overlap them, and if they have the ball, let's see, if our right wing has the ball and he comes inside, gives the option for our right back, overlap him, receive that pass, and cross in the box. So it's a lot of opportunities that we'll have in different ways to get in the goal. He also will rotate his center backs and even play with no traditional striker. So the number nine sometimes wouldn't be just the number nine. Would be a false nine, as he used to do in Barcelona with Messi, make him play as a false nine. So he would change that. Then, after his time in Barcelona, his time in Bayern Munich, he came to Manchester City, where he become one of the he used to be a great coach, but when he come to Manchester City, guys, he make some great achievements. He transform totally that team. So Pep City, it's perhaps his most fluid team. He started to use and he popularized the inverted fullbacks. So he used to play João Cancelo, make him like move into the midfielder when the team has the ball, helping to create a box midfielder numerical superiority. So those fullbacks decide to come to the middle to become a midfielder and building up a line of five in the middle. So that is crazy. That's innovation in soccer. At that time when he became the coach of Manchester City, we didn't have that in the time, that making our fullbacks come to the middle, make those fullbacks become the brain of the team as well. So for that time of the years, would be a pretty good thing. Would innovate the soccer at that moment. Also, other trick that he used was the box midfielder, which two attacking midfielders would push higher to support the striker, while two holding midfielders control the back center. So Basically, he would have a box in the middle. He would have a square in the middle, with two six or one fullback that comes inside, and also two strikes push a little bit higher. Even his press is coordinating, triggers are set. As I mentioned, he is one coach that has a lot of triggers. He has triggers of pressure. He has set piece triggers. He has everything set. He's a chess player. He knows the game. He literally knows the game. And also, the opponents are forced into traps. And when Sitch wins the ball, the transition is ruthless. Those men kill. Those men doesn't waste opportunities. If you give the ball to them, they're gonna punish you. They're gonna make goals on you. So that's what I'm saying. Usually, when other coaches would play against Manchester City, they have to have a very great mindset. They have to prepare very well to get that game. Because when you face Pep Guardiola, man, you already know that you're gonna face the storm. Because that guy, he knows how to play the game. Whether it's 4-3-3, 3-2-4-1, or 2-3-5, Pep usually adapts the structure to serve one goal, which total domination of the space and time. So doesn't matter the structure, the formation that he has, that guy is gonna dominate. You know, that's what happened for years when he was he's been coach of the Manchester City. That's what happened for years. Those guys dominate the league. Those guys dominate the other leagues, the Champions League. So that man, when he wants to play, when he wants to make his team perform, it's either in a mindset, it's either in tactics, it's either in just a small talk with them. That man can make a big effect in his team. So when you talk about legacy, and when it goes to the Guardiola effect, with over 30 major trophies across Barcelona, Bayern, City, Guardiola's success is undeniable. But his influence runs even deeper. Coaches like Mikel Arteta, Xavi, Ten Hag have all studied Pep's method, and he redefined how we think about build up play, pressing, and even goalkeeping. That man transformed the game. That's why he's our first coach. That's the coach that we're gonna analyze. That's because he's just different, guys. He's, oh my gosh, he's something else. And more than the titles, it's the style that he loves to play, the standard that he sets, the beauty of the game. He made the pass cool again. He proved that intelligence can win wars on the pitch. But Pep's not done. With every season, he tweaks, tests, transforms. So Pep, it's being one of the greatest coaches. And usually when I come to, when I watch a Manchester City game on TV, man, it's just a show. It's just something else. That team can play. That team is just different. The way that he played his team, the way that he performed his team, the way that they have triggers of press, the way that they move the ball side to side, they attract the player. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I really love to analyze him. I really love to see the way that he play, because in my future, I want to be a soccer analyst. So I want to do stats analysis, and having Pep Guardiola as example, Pep Guardiola as for example, my first coach, actually analysis and his blueprint, man, it's just incredible, just amazing, because as I mentioned, the man is just different, the way that he sees the game, what he did on Barcelona with insane players, the best players in the world that he had in Barcelona was something amazing, and then when he goes to Bayern, he transformed Bayern as well. He make a very impressed things with Bayern, and then when he go to City on Etihad, that man is just changing the way that we see soccer. He is pretty sick. He's something else. From La Masia hallways to the bright lights of the Etihad, Pep Guardiola's journey remind us that football, it's as much about the mind as it is about the ball. So Pep Guardiola always tells us that the soccer is not just play some ball, play some Sundays, Wednesday night balls. Football, it's about analyze. Football, it's about how you understand the game, how you see the game. As I mentioned early, he was different since when he was player, because he was a guy that understand the importance of space, the control of the position. He wasn't the strongest, the fastest, the most technical player, but he saw the game, and that's what make him different, and that's what make him become a great player that he was, because he was a great player, but more than that, when he retired, become a very good coach, you know, becoming a coach that the whole world, the new coach that's coming up, look at him and see him as example, see him as a mirror, and they want to do the same thing. Pep Guardiola has a lot of books. He has, if I'm not wrong, he also has some kind of documentary on Netflix. Next time on the Touchline TEDx, we shift gears from the idealist to the realist. We dive into Jose Mourinho, the master of the Saiji mentality. Until then, keep watching the game and think like a Titan. Hope you all enjoy the podcast from today. Hope you guys can see the game with different eyes, like as Pep Guardiola like to do. Hope you all enjoy. Hope you all have a great time with me. And can't wait to our next podcast. We're going to dive in the history of Jose Mourinho, the master of the mentality. Have a great day. Have a great afternoon, or have a great night. I don't know what time you listen to this podcast, but Jesus love you guys. I love you all. And keep watching the game and keep looking the game as Pep Guardiola does. See you all. Thiago dos Santos is out.